I'm Nat Tolliver, sales coach who digs kicking your butt into imperfect action. You're in the right place if you're a woman in business who is ready to grow from five figures to six figures and beyond. In this podcast, I share with you how to sell with confidence by digging deeper into the leader within and exploring your unstoppable self. If you're ready to have some deep and strategic and unstoppable conversations, then keep on listening. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode. Three things that are getting in your way as being great, and one extraordinary thing you can do about it. Really long title, team, and I tried to shorten it, but I'm like, I've got some stuff to say on this subject. And normally I record my podcasts in my bedroom. Sometimes I'm lying down, sometimes I've got my feet up the wall, sometimes I am just, you know, normally sitting at my desk, but today I'm actually inside this weird cabin, standing up. You're actually leaning on an outdoor cushion because I'm away getting some shit done in my biz. And actually that's something that I love to share with people. If you can, you got to work through some guilt first to, you know, leave maybe partners and kids or caregivers at home and come and finish loops in your business. Come and go with a friend who is also in their own business, and you literally get your head down and your butt up and you finish a whole lot of work. There's no interruptions. There's no worrying if everyone's had their tea or if they need to be picked up. It's amazing what you can achieve when you have a cluster of uninterrupted time. So imagine me, I've got my cup of coffee. In fact, I'm going to interrupt us while I have a little sip. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay that I interrupted this podcast to have a sip of my coffee. So this is where I am today, recording this inside this funny little cabin with my post-it notes, ready to riff with you guys on these really important things that I wanted to share with you. It's funny, hey, when we say things, what are these things? Are they obstacles? Are they... you know, sometimes I think, oh, is the word things not clear enough? So just whatever they are to you today, whether they're things or they actually are obstacles or problems or things to look out for. But I really care that we talk about some stuff that maybe we don't talk about enough. So three things that are in your way of being great, three obstacles that are in your way for making shit happen. Let's talk about them. Number one is... Let's drum roll it. External validation. You might be like, Nat, how does that literally get in my way? This external validation, this perfectionist need for having every post or every email be there one drop mic moment. Right? Where we need this external validation of, that was amazing. You're amazing. You know what you're doing. This is awesome. That external validation of posts that we're doing the right thing. When it becomes external, when we need that feedback from other people all the time, when we show up to post, when we show up to deliver an email, when we show up to deliver a talk, show up to deliver a bloody podcast, if we're only doing it for that recognition from other people and the external validation. Listen, validation is different from feedback, right? Because obviously I want feedback from you guys if you're like, you know, your podcast sucks. No, I'm joking. I don't want that feedback. But there's a real difference between external validation and feedback. So it's not about not asking for feedback, but instead internally validating yourself first, that what you have to say is of value. How you want to say it is going to impact someone else. So when we're only driving for external validation from others, it actually just feeds that perfectionist side, like, oh, no one commented on that post, it mustn't be good enough. Whereas actually sometimes people don't comment on posts because they don't want to be seen to understand or talk, or, you know, be seen to understand what you're talking about. And actually for their peers to see that they are struggling that too. So sometimes when what we ask for people externally can actually be a big thing. So really make sure that one of the things that gets in your way of being great and being impacting more people is your constant need for external validation. So as we've said, it can show up in posts or emails. It can also show up when you get unsubscribes from your database because you've emailed them. And this need for wondering, I wonder why that person unsubscribed. It's such a waste of energy. It's such a waste of your time to be like, what didn't I do right? Why don't they like me? Why are they unsubscribed? And I'm just like, if you can kick that external validation out really, really quickly, you're going to be able to use that energy to see that actually they had no intention of buying from you anyway, which is why they're leaving, which is awesome. So if you've ever worked in a retail shop before and you've had people walk in and they'll be like, oh, the shop looks really amazing, and they get in and they don't buy anything, the shopkeeper's not on the floor or hiding in the storeroom going, oh my God, my shop is terrible. You know, I've done all this work for nothing. No, you don't behave like that. So I want you to really start to see where you're dramatizing or making someone who unsubscribes from your list mean something about that you've done something wrong. It's actually nothing to do about that. In fact, it's nothing to do with you, boo. Like, stop making everything about you, which is hilarious because it's external validation. Anyway, that's number one. How's that hitting for you? Can you really feel where there's a difference between showing up and providing solution and tips and tools for your audience and then showing up with the energy of, I hope they think this is good enough? There's a real shift or change or intention in that energy, and I hope that you can feel that. Okay, the second thing that is in your way of being great, and then I'm going to show you the one extraordinary thing to do about it. The second thing is, we don't need a drum roll, but I'm curious to think what you think it might be. So if we've got external validation, what that starts to feed and play into is bright, shiny objects, downloading and buying another damn program. Listen, my finger's out. I'm pointing at you. You don't need to download another program unless it's actually a skill set that you know you are missing and it is filling the gap that you've identified that you need. Because if you actually go and look at all the courses and programs you've probably already bought and you haven't executed, you've really got to look at that. We can actually use, oh, I'm going to do this other thing before I do that thing, as a form of avoidance and actually a form of stopping getting yourself out there. And I wrote a blog post on it years ago called, you know, Are You Getting Drunk on Programs? And just really seeing and identifying in my marketplace where I am that, oh my gosh, so many people were just getting stuck on not taking action on what they already knew, building that muscle first and that full understanding and then layering on. And that's what programs and courses do if that you aren't putting into practice the theory that you've learned. You're just wasting your time and money. And it's actually stopping you from getting out there and being great and impacting people and becoming unstoppable, right? So external validation, number one. Number two, programs. Are you a program whore? Are you drunk on courses? Do you need to stop drinking from the damn tap, man? And actually go and start actioning, because a lot of your next layers of knowledge will happen within the action. Okay. I slapped you around a bit with that one, hey. Number three. Oh, and dear perfectionists, I know there's some perfectionists here, me, myself included. just because you bought a program or a course and you no longer need it, that doesn't mean you need to go and finish it. Ta-da! I bet there's a few of you who are like, oh, I just haven't finished those modules. Yeah, but do you need those right now? Well, no. I just, you know, FOMO, what if I don't know something? Well, there's a difference between knowing something, know it all, and then doing it. I need you to go put your time into the doing of it. Okay, enough sucking you around with that one. Number three, the third thing that is in your way of being great. Does this need a drum roll? Maybe not, but it's just perfection. It's the old perfection. Be arch, driving the car again, who's like, I want to make everyone happy. I want to make all my posts and my emails amazing. Therefore, I've got to make everything great. And perfection, again, it just gets in our way. So, for example, I know a lot of people want to get out and get their own podcast going. And they feel like they have to have all these moving parts to begin. And what I know to be true is that if you can start out with simplicity, you can then add layers and get better as you start. So, for example, my podcast only just recently has had the addition of show notes. Up until then, there was no show notes team. You just had to hear this and just work out for yourself which bits were going to be good and kind of fast forward me or pause, right? My next stage is probably going to be a better microphone. But if I tried to have everything perfectly set up the whole time from the very beginning, I'd probably still be waiting to go, whereas I think I'm on series 4 or something crazy. So perfection can really show up and stop you in your tracks from just getting that beautiful, incredible rawness out that we really, really need to make you great, because that's what you're striving for, right? Okay, so we just talked about three things that are in your way of becoming greater than you already are: external validation, downloading programs and courses, and perfection. Okay, I know you're here for the one extraordinary thing that you can do about it. Are you ready? It is expert the shit out of yourself. Now, you might be like, what the hell are you talking about, Nat? I want you to come from the one place of, I already know what I'm doing. I'm already the expert. And so I'm going to expert the shit out of myself. I'm going to back the hell out of myself. I'm going to trust the first thing that comes to my head, because, you know, this ain't your first rodeo. You've actually been on this planet a long time now, team. Sorry about that. Yes, we're officially getting older. Like, how old are you going to have to be? So expect the shit out of yourself. Go with the first thought. Trust yourself is basically what I'm saying in real plain English. Go with your first thought. Take that draft idea and bring it into action. Now, that might look like riffing with the idea with a trusted person. That might look like testing the waters, what we call MVP, minimal viable product, which could just be a post. It could be asking your audience, right? But it's not about poo-pooing your first thoughts. It's like, man, you actually do know what you're doing. Imagine if you didn't need external validation, another freaking thing to learn and to listen to your perfectionist. What if you just freaking did the thing? And here's a real practical way to expect the shit out of yourself is share your take on stuff. What if you did a prediction for whatever year we're going into? So if you're listening to this podcast, we're November 2022. What if you finished the year with, hey, this is what I've seen in my industry. This is what I've seen with my clients. This is what I believe is coming in 2023. Really set yourself up as the expert and just decide that you are, because you know some incredible things. And what I believe is what actually is holding people back in terms of the expert or feeling like they're an imposter, more importantly, is that it's not that they usually don't think they know enough about what they do. It's the other stuff they don't trust, right? So they trust themselves that they know what to say or do when the person's in front of them. But as soon as we ping in the other complexity of social media or doing it as a workshop or putting out a lead magnet, those things are the things, it's the thing show, are the things that bring the imposter, right? Because some of those things we don't know how to do. Anyway, segued, but hopefully you've got the memo, team, that the one extraordinary thing you can do about it is expect the shit out of yourself. Go with your first thought, share your take on stuff, tell people what you think about something, right? Because otherwise you're just going to become this, what we call a likable expert, where people are going to be like, I love what you're saying, comment on your posts, you know, read your stuff, listen to your stuff, but never seem to take that next step. Because we need that confidence and conviction that you're like, you know what? I am leading in my industry. I am an authority on what I do. And we can do that with the simplicity of not letting those three things in the way and starting to showcase and show up from a platform of, you know what? I freaking got this. So, as usual, thank you so much for listening to the show. What I want you to do from this podcast is obviously go and take some action. Go and drive and take that momentum of that first thing. Go and do it, team. You're amazing. I'd love to know your feedback. Not because I want the external validation, but I'd love to know the impact and what you're going to take from this. You guys are amazing. Get the hell out of here. See you later. I just want to take a moment and say thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If this is your first time, so bloody good to meet you. If you're a long time listener, you're a freaking legend. Do me a favor, share this, comment where you can on it, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode. And if you already aren't part of one of my communities, come on over to the Allergic to Perfect group. And if you're looking for something really awesome to read and get a bit of a butt kick, come and have a listen to the Allergic to Perfect. Come and find yourself a copy of the Allergic to Perfect book. I love it. I love being human. I love bringing this to you. You guys are amazing. Catch you on the next episode.